im Bukhoisai Telechu Zokrashi Shetiu Amelim Batoira. Steht dort, dass es in Metzies, that the same way Vinosati Geschmeichem Beitom Lechoira Beoifen Teva leads to Vinos Naoretz Yivulo. That's the Metzies, the rain comes down. We understand Al Pi Teva, that's the Metzies, that Vinos Naoretz Yivulo. It's the same thing that the Tchilas Aposek, it's the same Metzies. Bechukoise Teilechu leads to Vinosati Geschmeichem Beitom. Aber Rashi is madnish, we're not even talking regular about Kiyam HaMitzvahs, Yochel Zah Kiyam HaMitzvahs, no. Da steht es mit Weisheit für Schmeuru. Es ist ein besonderer Indien, der am Melis bei Teure. Odom le Omol Yulod. Then Mr. Mepharshim explained that a person, even before he is Noilad, he's already Loi Met Teure with a Malach. But the Loi Met Teure with the Malach, Bimei Imoi, that's not with a Melis. That's not Odom le... So it's Odom le Omol Yulod, not to the Limud. He's not Noilad to learn Teure. Learning Teure, he's learning even before the Leder. But he's Noilad for the Omol. Because until then it was without Omol. The Gro explains the same way a person is noilad with a plag guf, and the embassy, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, like I'll be finding a zivug, it's bal avei the machzer al avidosoi. Kemoikein, with the zivug of Torah, a person is noilad plag because he's missing the Torah that he was kvar lomad bimeimoi, and there's a bezundere machzer al avidosoi. The tzura, the oifin of being machzer al avidosoi by chelkoi bat Torah, by the chelkoi of zivugim is a separate, there's a shidduch shmuzoi. Als chelkoi batoira, the amelus is the oifen of how a person is mechapes and machzir ala vidosai. We know the reason why Torah has to be dafka numad ba'amelus. There's a lot of inyonim, but there's one inyon, Adam roitze bekav shaloi, mitisha kavin shel chaveroi. The amelus batoira is what makes it delay, it makes it become part of you, it makes it a part of your metzias. There's a diko, it says, in the Chukoisai Teilechu, I heard once a pshat, Avad, the person has to learn Torah, V'lechtuch Avaderech. But you have Amol, and I'm not being mezalzel, it's a Dover Godol and Choshev, that a person for the V'lechtuch Avaderech, inside his pocket, he has a Mishnayis, a Dover Kal, Chumash, Mavar Sedra, he says, I'll do Limud Kal. This is in the Bei Midrasha, he learns Be'iyon, Be'omol, but Vaderech, Vos Heis, Vaderech, you should continue the same Shverer Rashba that you were holding, the this Amsus and the Amelus and the Horavanya that you're having with a Shver and a Kudin in Liman HaTorah. So if it's Takan not Meglach, so not. But at Kama that it's Meglach, the Uvel, in Bechukoi say Teilechu, that by the Teilechu also, it should be Shetiyu Amelim HaTorah. It's Yeduah that Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his earlier years would be maskim to be a Sandik. Anyone from Yerushalayim would call, he would be maskim, he would come to Yerushalayim. Someone would bring him and he would be a Sandik. They asked him, what's with Bittul Torah? He says, no, it's the same. When he travels, they said, Bittul Torah, but Amelus. But he said, no, it's the Zelvika Madrega, with the full, or Avanya and Amelus. It says, there's a word from the Sadma Rebbe, it says, by the Anani Akovit, Kasher Yachanu Kein Yisou. Because Be'emes, we know, the Gemara says in Tainus, that the brothers, Yosef told the brothers, Al Tirgazu Baderech, and one of the Pshatim Chazal says, is they told him, Al Tis Asku B'dvar Halacha. Shema, you're going to get lost on the way. So the Gemara asks Taka, when you hoylich baderech, supposed to learn. Va'omer avilu brabrachi shnei talmid chachomim sholchem baderech and b'neim divayru yili sorish shenemar. Hold in, you have to talk to Gemara. Holam migras holi yu on the ulechtuch of baderech b'kiyus. You're supposed to learn but b'kiyus. However, that's only if it's staring you on the ulechtuch of baderech. Zok kasan rebbe. That's why it says in the Anani Kavi there was kasher yachin who came yisol. Over there was no chilek between when they were resting with it. Anani Kavi was anyways protecting them. They didn't have to be farnumen with the tir das haderech. By Zayden, it was able to be the Amelus, was able to be the same darg of Amelus. Now the Pasuk says it as a lashon of a tnai. In Bechukoi Seitei Leichu, so v'nesati yishmechem be'itam. And be'emes, the Gemara in Kedushin, in the sugya of Tanai Kofel, the Gemara learns out, Mamash, you see the Gedorim of Tanai. In the end it says, V'im lois ishmuli, v'chukaisek tim osu, it's espakert. The Gemara learns out, the Gedorim of Tanai Kofel, that you have to say hen and lav. So you see that, the Gemara, one of the Gemara, the Gemara brings us from this pasuk, in v'chukaisek teleichu. So Fregen the Rishonim, Be'emes Taisim, Gittin Estakasha. In the Mishpatei HaTnoyim, in the Klolim of what you need to be able to make a Tanai, one of the Klolim in Tanai is, it has to be Milsa de Isa B'shlichas. You're only allowed to make a Tanai on something that's Isa B'shlichus. Fregen the Rishonim, Over here, what are you making a Tanai on? You're saying there's going to be Geshem, but only Al Tanai. Al Tanai, because it's Teleichu. The Gemara says in Tainis, Daf Beis, Gimel Miftechos, B'Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'le Nimser L'Shliach. One of the Gimel Miftechos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't give over to a Shliach, it's Milsa, the lesser of a Shliach, is the Miftech of Motor. So L'Chayro, if Motor, Geshomim, is Milsa, the lesser of a Shliach, how could you make it tonight? How could you make it tonight? The Rishonim asked the Kasha. The Mot Nezachi is Toysen Gitten, says a Teret, Toysen Gitten, the fine hay. He says, Roiv Mitzvah Sashayich Al Yidei Shliach. Roiv Mitzvahs, Ashayich Al Yidei Shliach. Amod Nezach, Frekter Bikveger, Hashem Yor Einei, and he says, Amam Shepela, what's the Tanai and what's the Maisa? The Maisa is Geshem, the Nasati Gishmechem Be'itam. And there's a Tanai, when we have a rule that something has to be Issa B'Shlichus, what has to be Issa B'Shlichus? Not the Tanai, the thing you're being Masna on, the Maisa. The Moshel Chalitza, you can't make it Tanai because it's less of a Shlichus. The Maisa is the Geshem, and Geshem is less of a Shlichus because, like, Nimsru L'Shliach. What does it help me that Roiv Mitzvah Sayyidei Shliach, Vasat Es HaShaychus? There's an interesting pshat from the Prima Godim. Prima Godim in a Sefer on Chumash, the Tevas Goyme, he says a pshat, in B'chukaisei Telech, and then there's going to be Geshom. In B'emes, the Gemara says in Tainis, that Geshem, on Erev Shabbos, is not a Simen Bracha, if it's on Erev Shabbos. But on the other hand, the Gemara says that at night, La'achar va'otzar, it's not a Simen Bracha. La'achar va'otzar means after people said Kriyashman, they said va'otzar as Hashemayim. There's a machlokes there if Geshem before va'otzar is good or after va'otzar, which means after the Yidden davened and said va'otzar. Comes out that and then on Friday it's not good Geshem. And also after va'otzar it's not good Geshem. But there's supposed to be the Yidden of Geshem, but Leilei Shabbos is, when is that? So up to Prima God, it must be it's when you make an early Shabbos. When you make an early Shabbos, it's already, you turn Friday into Shabbos, but there still wasn't the Amiras va'otzar, they didn't say Kriyashma. In B'chukaisei Telechav es mitzvaisei Teshmoiru. Teshmoiru means you make a Shmira, you do it earlier, you moisef michoil ala Shabbos. Teshmoiru, you mountain with tzapah, you make Shabbos early, then v'nasati gishmeichem v'itam. Then you can work out in the sugya that punk, the Geshem, is able to be the itam. The Gemara says in Tainus over there also, when it talks about Geshem, where does the Geshem come from? So there's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Leza says, all the Geshem comes from the ukainus, it comes from the ocean. Kol ha'olam kuli mimei ukainus u'shoyse. Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. It can't be, because maybe kindness is meluchim hen. And therefore, it comes from the anonim. So it's interesting, Rabbi Yeshua's kasha was, his raya that it doesn't come from the ocean is because the ocean is meluach. What's the raya? So Rashi, because then the tefuah wouldn't grow good. If it would be meluach, the tefuah wouldn't grow. Frek Rabbi Kveger, why does Rashi have to say, because the tefuah wouldn't grow good? If the water comes from the ocean and it's salty, so the rain would be salty. Azay Frek Rabbi Kveger and Gilyan Ashas. Why does Rashi have to say, because the tefuah wouldn't grow good? Poshet, we see b'chosh, that the rain is not salty. Is Rabbi Kveger about Shver? I was thinking, Rabbi Shua answers that even if it comes from the ocean, the clouds is mamtik it. There's a mitzvah that the clouds is able to be mamtik the Geshem. So the Pshat Azay, there's something called Bisman Azeh, they have now with modern technology desalinization. They take water from the ocean and they take out the salt somehow and it's able to be good water. So I want to say, I don't know, I think it's Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yeshua already knew that the clouds do a desalinization. Das hat er verstanden. He didn't ask that the rain is salty. That he understood that there's a system that the rain is not salty. But he was telling Dr. Wissen, it's still not good for the Tavur. Dr. Wissen, it's still not good. Everything about, no, the clouds have a system that it makes it good for the Tavur. But I don't know if modern day desalinization does that. Zayred and Zachain, it's good water. Rechveshnish. Rashi's mashma, that there's going to be a chasar, and it's not going to be a Tavur gedele mehen. There's another pshat, the chassidish pshat from the Magid. Magadim is rich. V'nasati gishmeichem v'itam avad, the Klal Yisrael needs Gashmi is also in order to survive. I mean, the haptokas of Gashmi is in the Pesukim here, avad, like the Rambam says, is not for the schar la'osid. It's poshed as a hechatimtza to be able to be oyved as Hashem. The real schar is la'osid. Oh, but so v'nasati gishmeichem v'itam, let the Gashmi, the Gishomim, let it come v'itam. Meaning a person shouldn't be so bogged down with Gashmi. He has to realize that the matorah of Gashmi is only as a hechatimtza. So lehaben koyches lavin is bayrei, to be able to learn Torah, to be able to do mitzvahs. The gashmiyus should come be eat them for when you need it, but it shouldn't be with azah barafas, all you can eat for $24, you know, $24.99. Nish dos retman. They say a bacher came to Rabbi Ochber in Kamenetz. You should know that before the war, the yeshivas were in very dire straits on a gashmistic level. The ruchnis was kuli oilal hashamayim. But they say a ma'isa, a bacher came to Kamenetz, and in those days you would eat by different people. The emissaries, there was a musig. Rabbi Meir Shapiro made a musig. Yachel, the yeshiva, Schach Milablin, that there was a dormitory and there was food in the yeshiva. It was an ufrais. It was a ma'apecha. His ma'avach. But then you would eat by different people. So Rabbi Ochber told his brother, okay, on Yom Rishon you'll eat by this family, Yom Shlishi you'll eat by this family, Yom Chamishi you'll eat by this family. And the brother said, yeah, what about Monday and Wednesday? He said, Vos has kakum and dogs to essen, yedetog. You know, I'm giving you a few days respite, yedetog. The emesis, the matzav got very, very schwer. And at one point, the Bochum came into Rabbi Ochber. The Bochum came in and they told him to Rabbi Ochber, to Rabbi Reuven, that there's only bread, there's hard bread, there's not even butter. And they said, Mele for Gemara Rashi, we could do with the bread. Aber for Toises daf min puter. The Toises are ready. And Rabbi Ochber looked at Rabbi Reuven and he said, yeah, Zeizen gerecht the Bochum. For Toises daf min puter. And he traveled to America. He traveled to America to collect for the yeshiva. So I was always bothered. Rashi is easier than Tosfos. Well, what's pshat on this? My Rashi is easier than Tosfos. Tosfos not put a Rashi. Shvutzer says Rashi. Rashi doesn't need put there. I don't understand. I want to say Mechudish take a pshat in the Maisa. The Gemara says in Baba Kama in Meruba, it says there's a drasha chamisha boker v'loy chamisha chetzi boker. And then the next morning with Safra he said no be'emes chamisha boker v'afil chamisha chetzi boker. Hi, Billy. I'm a lach b'orta. Last night I didn't come out with the right pshat in the sugya. The le'achli bisra the Torah. As I say in the Gemara, that it changed pshat in the sugya, that it's taka who had been chamisha chetzi boker. Last night only in the morning he came to the pshat. Now he says le'achalti bisra the Torah. Zok Rashi le'achalti bisra the Torah. I wasn't ma'ayin hatef. I wouldn't think out. It was a muscle. I didn't. And Tosfos says no. It means I didn't eat steak. I didn't eat basar. As he says, Tosfos state after pshat and got this far. Daf haben basas. Rashi doesn't know. It's all. So does this gemein? Af Tosfos sheet. The Tosfos daf in put. Then it says Rabbi Ochber Taka came to America. It was the same time. It was in 1937, I think, or 36. Rabbi Ochber came the same time as Rabbi Shimon came. Rabbi Shimon Shkop came also for Grodno to collect. And a lot of the Gedolim were saying that Rabbi Shimon is going to be more matzliach than Rabbi Ochber because Rabbi Shimon was more veltish. He had more of a masel matan and abrius. He had more of a. And Rabbi Chaim Oizer Gojensky, who was the Vadi Yeshivas from all the Yeshivas, he said no. Rabbi Ochber mer matzliach, and he was right. Rabbi Ochber used to come into a house. The guy wouldn't give him money. He would go into the corner and start davening. So the Malava would ask him, the Balabos, what's to the Rosh Hashiva? He says, Ich daven, as a Dilnit Shatan, I'm davening for you. There shouldn't be a kapeda on you if you're not giving for the Yeshiva. After as Amai said, the person talk, and then he came afterwards though, he said he learned some words in English. He said he learned some words in English. Why? He said he learned what it means, Al Trai. Rabbi Al Trai. What's his name? His name Gornish. That's what it means. So I think I learned in English. The pasuk continues, "Vishbati chayirom in haoretz." So there's a machloikis in the Torah's koyin, and what does it mean, "Hishbati chayirom in haoretz"? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, "Hinani mavirim in ha'olam." They'll be removed from the world. There won't be chayis rois. They'll be removed. They won't be here. And Rabbi Shimon Oimer, "No mashbisan shalay aziku." They will be there. Just they won't be dangerous. They won't bite. They won't damage. State of machloikis. What does "vishbati" mean? To remove it physically, there just won't be those wild animals. Or they'll be there, but they won't bite. So the Meshech Chochma says, and other Rachel Moshe say, is a fascinating thing. We have a different place also. It says Tashbisu. Tashbisu is the same lotion as Vihishbati. What's mean Tashbisu? To get rid of the chametz. How do you get rid of the chametz? One man, the Yomer, says, you get rid of it physically. Sorfoy, Mefarer L'ruach, Zorka L'yam. You literally get rid of it. And the other guy says, no, you do bittel. You do bittel. Bittel is like, okay, it won't be mazik. It's there still, but it won't be mazik. Now the Maisa, Chazal say, Tashim Sochem explains that midirabonah deu mesakin, that even though midiraisa bebitul ba'al mesagi, of the ma'isa Chazal mesakin, you should also do bidika and beer. So Tashim says, why? Shema yovi la'ochla. So I'm saying, b'derech melitza, in this pshat also, by vishbati chayirom and oretz, if it's mavirim and oilam, it's fine, but if it's mashbisam shalay aziku, over there's still a shema yovi la'ochla on the chaya. You have to know that there's different levels of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get rid of it. The pasuk continues, Vayikra v'nasati sholem ba'aretz. Rashi says, Shalom. What's so important about Shalom? Shema Toimru, Hari Michael, Hari Mishta. But if ain't Shalom, and come without peace, it's garnished. So there'll be Shalom also. But because why was there a happening? There wouldn't be Shalom. There's a beautiful verse from the Chassam Sofer. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chof that it says in the Pasuk that Yisra Hashem Panei V'Lach of Yosim L'Chas Shalom. Klal Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mezaken with Shalom. So the Gemara says Shema Yesh Masi Panim Yisra Hashem Panim. It says Asher Lo Yisra Panim. Kodesh Baruch Hu was not Noisei Panim. What's meant Yisra Hashem Panei V'Lach of Yosim L'Chas Shalom? So the Gemara says in Brachas because Klal Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has a besunder of feelings for them because. Really, the pasuk says "Vachalta v'savato v'rachta" that you're only mechuyev to bench if you eat kedei sevia, if you eat the full amount. The klal yisrael is makpidim al atzmom al kizayis al kebeitza. There's a whole cheshbon in the Goyin why it says kizayis al kebeitza, famous word, the whole mathematical cheshbon ayin shom and kol liyov. But Hashem says I have to be noisei panim and give them sholim. They're machmer to eat only to make birchas amazon on kizayis. Zok the chasam soifer, but the brach over here was. That there's going to be a brach in the oichel v'achaltam lechem lechem l'soy v'avos state that you'll eat a little bit and you'll be saveya. So if you eat a little bit and you'll be saveya, that means you're chuyiv in birchas amazon d'oraisa. Lo yini boi if it's a kezayis. I think there's even raid in some of the achronim, aflo, others talk about it, even less than a kezayis. But if you're saveya, it's chayiv in birchas amazon. So then you chayiv mikar adin, so then you don't deserve the sholem. The ikar reason why Hashem Bezunder gives us sholem is because we're machmer to make birchas amazon on a kezayis. But if it's going to be v'achaltam lechem lechem l'soy anyways, I would think there's no sholem. Zok the Chassam Sofer, the Rebbeinu Shalom has to be a mafti if there's going to be Sholem. Now it's interesting, the Lashon, the Pasuk says, V'nasati Sholem ba'oretz u'shchaftem ve'ein macharid. There's a Meiridik of art. So many times in Klal Yisrael there was machloiksim and vikuchim from different machanois, and I don't want to talk about on a specific, but there was once a vikuach, this was 200 years ago, between Sanz and Sadigur. There was a vikuach. But the goddess was that when they had this machloikis, a lot of the two sides would keep on bringing people that were already nifter, oh, they're on our side. Yeah, Rav Shach is on our side. Ervolt Gazok Tazay. So that's, you bring even the mason into the machlekes. Ervolt Gazok. Vosvat Rabbal Yashiv. Everyone's bringing people. So in this machlekes also, they will bring it ready from the free of the Gador. So he says, that's why when there's a machlekes, we call them mamshechistim. Not mishechistim. Mamshechistim. That they're mamshech the dark. Everyone reads the Chan. I'm the mamshech dark. The mamshechistim. So it's v'nasati sholim ba'oretz abarichti gesholim v'shechaftim ve'in makor. At least the people that are buried. There shouldn't have to be that in Vexachaf, all the Shichve Mason, we're bringing in the Free of the Gedar to enter the fray of the Machloikis. No, it's going to be a Richtige Shalom. State the Hemshech, though, that it's not going to be so Pashit. Vitam Larik Koichachem. So the Sefri brings over here, Vitam Larik Koichachem, there's going to be a Klola that a person's going to marry off his daughter, and he's going to give a big nod to the chassan, and then the daughter's going to die, and he's not only lost his daughter, he lost all his money also. He left the vekmet the geld. So there's a Meirid the Gazach, that there's a pshat, that's why Rabbeinu Tam is called Rabbeinu Tam. His name was Yaakov, and the pashat of pshat is because Yaakov ish Tam, Yoshev Eholim. But there's another pshat that's brought down in Svarim, that he was called Rabbeinu Tam, because it says in Toisvus and Ksubis, that Rabbeinu Tam made a takana, that within 12 months, if she's nifted, the money goes back to the shver. So that's taking away this klala. He was mesalik the klala of the Tam Larik Echachem. He pulled off that fakir, it won't be the Tam Larik. So he's called Rabbeinu Tam. Bemis says there's another pshat. It says at the end of the parsha, Vizachati as Brisi Yaakov, as Brisi Yitzchak. And Bemis there's a stira where, because there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that it's Tamas Chusavis. So Rabbeinu Tam was Machadash, yeah, it was Tamas Chusavis. But it wasn't Tam of Brisavis. So that's why he's called Rabbeinu Tam. He was the one that was Machadash, that there is still hope. Now, of course, the opposite. We spoke about that v'achaltam lach mechem l'soyva, that you'll even eat a kezayis, maybe even less than a kezayis, and half sevia. The klol of hakerda, that you'll eat a lot, v'achaltam v'loises bo. Some people, b'zman hazeh, rachman al-etzlan, for them that's not a klol. They're holding by the 24-99 place. But it's not good. It's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not the mahalach. So it's v'achaltam v'loises bo. So there's a merit of kezach. The Gemara says, pshat from the haflo. The Gemara says in Brochus, tafchof, that same sugi there, the Gemara says, ben mevarich la'aviv. The truth is, if a person doesn't know how to bench himself, Rahman Aslan is an Amor, it's his son to bench him. But that's even if the son is a Khatan. Now, how could the Khatan be mighty the father who's a Gadol? So the Mepharshim explained in the Sugi there, a Ben is only Chayiv mit Rabbanan. Now, it depends. If the father ate Kadei Sviya, and the son also ate Kadei Sviya, then it's a problem, because the son is the Rabbanan, the father is the Raisa. But if the son ate Kadei Sviya, the Ben, and the father didn't, then Efshir it's Yitochen that the son can moitzi the father. Because it's a Derabbanan being moitzi the Rabbanan. Because when you don't eat Kedei Sevi'ah, only Kezayis Kebeitzah, the Chiyah for the father also is only the Derabbanan. Zokta HaFlo, this is the Lashon of the Mishnah. Ben mevarich be'emes amru. Ben mevarich la'avad. Evan mevarich la'rabbi. Aval tovay me'eiro la'adam she'ishtei vanav mevarich la'ay. So la'vayim geshelten, this person that his son has to bench for, which literally means he's an amaret, he should be geshelten, he doesn't know he had even had a bench. Oh, but Afla says, no, he should have a klola. He should have the klola of v'chaltem v'loises bo. If you want the son to be mighty the father, it's only going to be true if the father wasn't surveyed. So tovay me'eiro, only if it should have a klola. No, Ayah Mishnah and Sukkah says the exact same lashon when it's talking about a son being mighty the father and halel. Okay, there was agav orchid from this Mishnah. Over akoponim in this Mishnah, zokta afla, that's what it means. Tavoy ma'era. The pasuk continues another klola, v'hishmarati es b'moiseichem v'hichrati es chamoneichem. Rashi says chamoneichem is a special kind of avodah zarah that they would put on top of the roofs. As Isaac Rashi would be out in the sun. The emes is nowadays some people put some things on the roof itself, they should have hot water. Some other people put, Rahman al-Islam, something that this parasha is talking about, that they're going to be in hot water because they put those things on the roof. But Lemaisa, the Ibn Ezra here says, Chamoneichem is because it was a base of the Zohar that they were over to the Chama. So why is it called Chamoneichem? He says the Nun is extra, a diptych. But he says, the same way in Eicha, it says, Yedei Noshem Rachmoniyos Bishlu Yaldeyen, Shehanun Miyutr. It's a chiddush. Poshe Yilun, Yedei Noshem Rachmoniyos, it means that they have Rachmonis. The Ibn Ezra is saying there also, it's Rachmiyos, Noshem that gave birth to the child from the Rechem, and then they eat it. The Nun is extra. He says, Azaybi the Nun there, it's a Gilu, the Pasuk over there. The Nun is extra. The Pasuk continues, V'choshlu ish be'ochiv, and Chazal learned out from this Pasuk, V'choshlu ish be'ochiv, that this is the Makor for Arvus. We know there's a famous concept, Kol Yisrael Areven Zelazeh, and the Makor is from over here, V'choshlu ish be'ochiv. Now, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that, and in the brachas and in a lot of places, that a person can be mighty someone else in the bracha. Loi mi boy if he's also mechuyiv in the bracha, but even if he's not, he was already yotza. Mishi yotza, mighty. Someone that was already yotza could also be mighty someone else in the bracha. The pashtus is the Rishonim learn. On one hand, the concept is called Shaimeya Ke'oine. But on the other hand, a lot of the Rishonim learn that this is based on a concept of arvus. The yisoid of why you're able to be mighty the other person is because you're an arvus. Because you're also mechuyiv. And the taitches of Chaim is mas like that. He makes a whole tzushtal to the din, or of kablon. The pshat is because, Bemis, you already did your mitzvah. Yom HaChoyiv, you did your mitzvah. Klal Yisrael is a raven mitzvah. One big mitzvah is Klal Yisrael. Nu, Yenachayim Shmiel didn't make the bracha yet. He didn't do the mitzvah yet. So you're also not, you're also still Mechoyiv. You're achrayistik, a kloliistik achrayist of Klal Yisrael, a raven zelazeh, makes you still a baruch yuva. The Rishonim ask a kasha, that is a stira. The Gemara says that Noshim are not chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, or Akoponim, the Gemara is mesupik, that maybe Noshim are not chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, and the reason is because it doesn't say they don't have bris v'toira, or because they don't have oretz, and therefore it's not so poshut that an isha could be moitzi an ish b'Birchas HaMazon. Fregen the Rishonim of what happened to Arvus. Who cares if she's not mechuyiv? Even someone that was already yoitza. Even someone that was already yoitza could be moitzi someone else. So why can't an isha be moitzi an ish in Birchas HaMazon? So the Rosh says, the Rosh in Brochus, because the ish is not Bechlal the Arvus. What does he mean? So this is really a 2-hour discussion. Let's say just for 5 minutes, give the headlines of it. There's a famous Machloikis Rabbi Kiva Eger and Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava is the Noid of Yehuda, the Tzlach. It's actually, this shtickle is Sayin Tzlach in Brochus, and Sayin Achuvas Noid of Yehuda, and Sayin the Dogel Mervava in Nagoyis and Shulchan Aruch. He says his Shita in all three places. But it's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dogel Mervava. The Dogel Mervava, the Neid Yehuda, the Tzlach, learns, when it says Klal Yisrael or Aravim Zelazeh, it's only the Shishim Ribay, only men, not women. Women are not part of Arvus. Only men. That's what the Rosh means. Isha ain't a Bechlal Arvus. The concept of Arvus is only by men. The emphasis is based on this. Some want to say maybe Kehanim are not part of Arvus. Gerim are not part of Arvus. Anyone who's less than 20 is not part of Arvus. Maybe only Shishim Ribay. Don't mean the Shishim Ribay, 20 to 60. It leads off to these sub-category discussions. But that's what the Dogel Mervava says. Rabbi Kvega says, no, Chas V'Shalom. Rabbi Kvega argues, he says, Avada, the Arvus of Klai Yisrael, the Ravens, Elazeh, is men and women and Gerim and Kayanim and everyone. What the Rosh means is that since women are not Chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, because they don't have Bris Torah of Aretz, on a mitzvah that you're not Mechuyiv in, you don't have Arvus. Not that in general women don't have Arvus. This, of course, leads to many different issues, just one or two as examples. The Tata Kim Tehain from Shiel, and he already davened Meiriv, which means he was already yoitza kiddush midah uraisa by davening Meiriv. He's only mechuyiv in kiddush midah rabbanon. His wife, Lu Yitzuya, she didn't daven, and women are chayiv in kiddush, zachar v'shamar, iskish zachar v'shamar. It's not so pashut. He should be able to be mighty in her. She's not part of Arbus. According to the Dogma Rabba, women aren't in Arbus. Are you talking? So there are those that say that women are only not part of the Arbus to be the giver, not to be the recipient. They're not part of the Arbus to be able to be mighty others, but they could be. You could be mighty them. I had an interesting Shiloh. What about if someone is already out of the count for Sfiras HaOmer? Someone who's out of the count. He can't make a bracha because he already missed one night, and it's a machalikas rishonim, and suffered brachas lahakal because maybe it's one big mitzvah. And on day 26 he already missed it, so good. But why can't he make the bracha to be mighty somebody else who is mechuyev still, who's been in the count the whole time, and he's mechuyev, and he doesn't want to make the bracha, or can't make the bracha, doesn't know how to make the bracha. Why can't you be mighty mas arvas? Mechuyev could. Now it would depend. Also Rabbi Kiveger now on the subject. Rabbi Kiveger says that a mitzvah that you're not shaykh, what did the Rosh mean? Women have arvas. What do they mean by birchas a Muslim they can't? Because it's not a mitzvah they have a shaykh to. What about a mitzvah that in general you have a shaykh to, but now you don't? Meaning you're out of the count for this year. Are you able to be as arvis be moiti someone else in the bracha? Which is the easiest thing if you're a chazan and you're a little embarrassed that you already missed day 26 and someone comes over to you and gives you a nudge and says, could you be moiti me? Yeah, but that's not going to help because the guy that's nudging you is also someone who maybe already missed out and might not need the bracha. Which reminds me of the story that someone once came to the Brisker Rav and he told the Brisker Rav, can you please be moiti me with the bracha sphere? So I missed one night, so I'm a supik. So the Rav told him, he said, what's that bismay? No, it's not mentioned, I'm sure. What are you asking me? So he told him, I want to ask the Rav because I'm positive the Rav didn't miss. The Rav, I'm sorry with that. Maybe someone else also, maybe he doesn't realize he missed also. Not with the kavan of the bracha. Maybe that he would have accepted. But he said, it's because I'd rather listen to the bracha from someone who for sure did it. So the Rav told him, the Rav told him, you're making a mistake. It's a machlekes mishoyim. On the tzad that it's a separate mitzvah every night, so you taka could make a bracha and you machlekes. On the side that it's one big mitzvah, there's nothing for you to do. There's no mitzvah. Come back next year, try again. Elamai, you're mesupik, and you want to be choshish on the side that it's separate mitzvahs. But you can't make a bracha, because suffer bracha is lato. Nu vas artaich to listen to someone else. Let's say there's someone else that's going to be mitzvah to you, is a loser who rather also forgot a few nights ago, he doesn't even realize that he forgot. He could still be mitzvah to you, mamonoshech. On the side that it's separate mitzvahs, he could be mitzvah to you. On the side that not, is a kapar anyways for you. So what's the purpose? You have to listen to dafka, someone who for sure made the bracha. That's what you think. The Zocharti, the pasuk continues, the Zocharti as Brisi Yaakov, va'af as Brisi Yitzchok, va'af as Brisi Avram Ezkor. So the Mefarshim will ask, why does it say in this order, L'chayrish should first say Avram, then Yitzchok, then Yaakov. There are many pshatim, why it goes backwards. But I heard once a very interesting pshat, because when someone tries to remember something, memory works that you think back to something more recent. Right? Moshel, Toisvis and Nazir Daf Yud Aleph asks, how could you make a T'nai by Nazir? Nazir is Milsa the Lesser B'Shalichas. We mentioned this idea before. So Toisvis talks about it, and I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas over there on Toisvis and Nazir Daf Yud Aleph asks, why did Toisvis only ask about making a T'nai on Nazir? He could have asked on making a t'nai in the Dorim. In the Dorim, the Ayin test. The Gemara talks about making a t'nai by the Dorim. Why? Why didn't Tosis already much over there? Why did Tosis only ask it by Nazir? As if Rabbi Kiveger. Now it's Yedua. In Yeshivas, they don't get up to the Dorim, the Ayin test. But in the Dorim, the Ayin test, there's also a sugi about making a t'nai by a neder. And Rabbi Nochem had gefrekt, why did Rabbi Kiveger in Nazir, Dafir Aleph, when he asks from Nazir to Nadir about t'nai, ask from the Dorim Ayin test? He could have already asked from the Dorm Daf Tesvov. And Rav Nochem has a whole shit clothing that there's a big chiddush on Daf Tesvov, that it's a different gedder over there, and it's not a din of Tanai, and it's a different pshan of the sugi, too, of a whole fries because of that. Choyra, maybe you could suggest it's Yedua that Rabbi Kiveger learned 50 blat a day, and 50 days the same blat. His Gilyan Ashas, he wrote with a quick save. So when he's learning Nazir Daf Yud Aleph, and he's thinking back of Akasha that he just saw recently, earlier that day or yesterday, what comes first? Nadarim Daf Ayin Tes comes before Nadarim Daf Tesvov. When you're thinking back, I have many kashas of Achroinim that you can answer with this Yisoyim, but it's not for now, in various Masechtas. But the point is, there's Zacharti as Brisi Yaakov, as Brisi Yitzchak, as Brisi Avraham. Goes backwards. So I'll tell you over a Maise with Rav Meir Shapiro, when he wanted to build his Yeshiva Yachel, and he wanted to daven by the Kivrei Tzadikim, in Lublin. He was from Lublin and he didn't go somewhere else. He went to the base, of course, in Lublin. But in Lublin, he had a dilemma. On one hand, the Chayzim in Lublin, the Chayzim in Lublin was a Groyser Rebbe that had lived, let's say, 100 years before Rameir Shapiro. And he wanted to daven by his kever, but he also wanted to daven by the Maram. Maram in Lublin, it was from 500 years ago. And he was going to daven by both, but he wanted to know where to go first. He went to the base, of course. And he said to himself, it's kedai to go first to the Chayzim, because in Zikoron, you go first Yaakov. Yeah? Like we see in this pasuk. So he came to the Chayzim's kever, and he's standing by the Chayzim's kever, and he started shaking, because he said to himself, Rachmano Litzlan, the Maram is 10 feet away. How did he got very nervous. And he opened his eyes, and he looked at the kever. The Chayzim's name was Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. And it was Nochadaita. Kach Nesafim. Oh. The pasuk says later on at the thing, Va'afkam zois b'yoisim b'eretz ha'evehem. Hashem promises, Loi ma'astim, v'loi ga'altim, l'chaloisam, l'hofer brisi itam, ki ani Hashem alikeyem. The pasuk says that Hashem promises that He's not going to let us fall through in the Teichen Gansen. Now, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nishba. Where was He Nishba? The Emes, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, Ki mei noyach zois li asher nishbati me'avor mei noyach oid al ha'aretz kei nishbati miktsoif alecha umig arbach. Hashem promises that the same way by noyach I promise not to bring a marbel, I also promise a shvua never to destroy Kal Yisrael totally. Where did Hashem promise by noyach? So it says, there's a gemara in shvuas, it says lav lav. If someone says lav lav, that's a shvua. Even though he didn't say shvua, but if you say lav lav, that's a shvua. And where's the lav lav by Noach? Because Hashem says, there's a machlekes there in the pesukim, but it's, there's different pesukim there by Noach that he said lav lav. Similarly, over here by the Toichacha, loy ma'astim, the loy ga'altim, is lav lav. So that's the remez, what the pasuk is saying in Yeshaya. That the same way over there I promised twice, and that's why we also, there's a pasuk also in Malachi. Ki ani Hashem loy shonisi. There's many shalom in that pasuk we discussed other times, but here it means loy shinisi. I said loy twice. That's a shvua. We say it in the zmiris in Shabbos morning, in Yoyna Matzah. Ha'om asher noka tzoyin toa yizkar lefok toy bris u'shvua leval yavra ba mikre ra kasher nishbat al meinoyach. That the same way by noyach there was lav lav. Also over here there's lav lav. Loy ma'astim loy ga'altim. What about the Rambam Sheet in Perek Beis, Allah Chavov? The Rambam says Shvua needs shame. And the Rambam says that even if you say Shvua, you need shame. And the Rambam says, first, even if you say Lav Lav, you need shame. The Rambam Sheet is not like the other Shanim, that Lav Lav is only a Shvua together with shame. Where's the shame in the Pasuk? Teretz is Poshit. Hashem is saying it. And Ki Yidua, the Rei from the Achroinim, if the Oilim remembers from the Beis, that this thing you need shame is Shvua. It's not part of the Nusach of the Shvua. That's what Yodas doesn't help. Pshat is a Shvua, is a B'shem. How do you have it, B'shem? Mezuk, B'shem. Oh, but if the B'shefa makes a Shvua, so that's Hashem. Avad, the lav, lav of Hashem is going to be considered a Shvua. That's L'chaira. A Shvua sticker topic. Another interesting Shvua sticker topic you have at the end, the Sugya of Charomin. The Pasuk says, Kol Chayrim Asher Yachrim in Ha'odim Lo Yipodim Mois Yumos. If a person makes a Chayrim, the person has to die. Frek the Ramban, Achanok here in the Chumash, we know there's a says by, there was a story with Yoinason and Shaul, they were in the middle of the Milchama. Vayoyel Shaul as Ha'om, he made a Shavua that no one should eat that day, and Yoinason was with his Mashbach, he's Akmanim, I forgot how you say it in the Pasuk, he was with his Mashamish, and he was very hungry, he didn't realize, he didn't know about the Shavua, so he took the tip of his stick and he took a little bit of Dvash. And later on, the Rebishter comes and says, listen, someone was over the Shvua. People were killed. This, they made a whole Maisa. They checked with the Urim V'Tumim. And everyone in Taisha was slowly being seeded out that they're not, they weren't Nichshal. And then it was the only ones left is Shaul and Yoinason. And the Oilam Chafetz, because Yoinason didn't know and he ate. And there was a Vayoyel Shaul Esa'am. So Vayifdu Esa'am. Frekta Ramban, how could it be Vayifdu? Shteito kol cheirem ashi yachem in ha'odam lo yifdu. Ramban is a whole shtickle here. But you see that the Ramban learns that Vayoyel Shaul Esa'am is a chelim. It's interesting because when we did the sugi in Shavuos about Shavua in Nedarim by Shavua B'Shem, we came out that according to a lot of Rishonim, Shavua B'loy Shem maybe is not the full Chaimer of Shavua,
Maybe there's no carbon, there's no malchus, but there's an iser.
Where's the iser? We said many pshatim.
One of them was the Ran and Shavuos brings Vayoyel Shol on this pasuk. So we have a machlikas Ran and Ramban.
What's the sugya of Vayoyel Shol Esa'am? Is it the sugya of Cheirem, or is it the sugya of Shavua? Now you also have Erechin, which is very important. After you go through a whole toich, a person might have an attitude of, it's like his self-worth is maybe, and it's like, you have to know that every person has an Erech. That's the lima, that every person has an Erech, and there's different sizes, and different, it depends on a cave, different age groups, but every person has an Erech. One of in the sugis and Erech, an interesting shayla, it's mefurish in the pasuk, imochu me'arkecha, if a person doesn't have enough money, so then it's al pi asher tasig yad hanoider. There's something called hesig yad. Now, I want to explain how Hesed Yad works. A guy gets up, a 20 to 60, a regular standard, a Zohar, he gets up and says, Erki Alai, let's say his own Erech. So it's Chai is 50. That, I'm picking as an example. He has a Chiva 50. Right? There's different price ranges for the different ages and for the. But there's a bit of Hesed Yad. Hesed Yad is Bezdin shots us up and says, Herzu, you don't have 50, you only have 20. We'll take the 20 and you Yotzer. Now, by Hesed Yad, you take everything he has. You have the Chap. And if you didn't, then he has 20 and he only gave 19 and he still left one and then he wins the lottery. He still owes another 31. 19 plus 31, yeah. I mean, if he owes 50, he says, Erkila, he's high 50. If Bezdin shatzes him up and they see that his hesed yad is that his whole package, his financial portfolio, yeah, is 22, so we take it. We take it and run, and he's yoitzer. But if they didn't take everything, they only took most of it, so he wasn't yoitzer yet. He wasn't yoitzer, he got rich, hashir, now he has to pay the full price. But if he already paid, and he paid hesed yad, even if a day later he becomes rich, he was already yoitzer with hesed yad. But the Gemara says that there's a minimum to Hesed Yad. It can't be less than a Sela. Right? There's up to 50. The lowest is by the babies. Ben Chodesh is 5, 3. But less than 3 on a cable from Chodesh till 5 years old, there's only 3. But less than that, but in Hesed Yad, less than a Sela is nothing. So there's a Shaila. What if a person says, Cheti Erki Olai? This is not Muslim. It's a Mishnah. A person could say, Cheti Erki Olai. Now, Chetzi Erki Olai, let's say he's a standard 20 to 60 year, he's supposed to pay 50. He says, Chetzi Erki Olai, he's Mechayiv 25. Now, let's say he doesn't have 25, and you're checking him for Hesed Yad. How much does he have to pay for Hesed Yad? Let's say Sach HaKol, his whole amount is 10. So the Eber Chacham is going to say, let him only pay 5, because he said Chetzi. No. Because Lemaisa, for the Hesed Yad, you got to pay whatever you have. His Chetzi Erki is 25, if his Hesed Yad is 10, he pays 10. That's about the Pashat. Kler de Svasemis. But what about if the Chetzi Erkoi, what if it's less than a Sela? We know that you never go down in Hesed Yad less than a Sela. Sela is the minimum. If it's less than a Sela, it doesn't count that you paid yet, and when you get rich, you have to pay the whole thing. What about if he said Chetzi Erkoi Olai, would it be that he has that level for the Hesed Yad? That's a suffix in the Svasemis. We'll just first, there's one other sugya. There's a sugya of Meiser Behemo. In the pasuk of Ma'aseh Behemah, it says, "Koyla Sher Yavor Tachas Hashevet Ha'asiri Yakoidish Lashem." There's a beautiful word from Rav Shamshon Ostropolia. We know that there was Asara Harugei Malchus, and each one of the Asara Harugei Malchus was Be'emes Keneged one of the Shvatim. There was 10 Shvatim that were Nichshol Mechiras Yosef, and Be'emes Mitzad Yichus. Each one of the Asara Harugei Malchus was from one of the Shvatim. Now, Rav Akiva was one of the 10 Harugei Malchus from the Harugei Malchus. He was not Keneged a Shevet. He was a Ger. He was Mibnei Gerim. He was Keneged a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because that's when there was only 9 Shvatim. Reuven wasn't there. Binyamin wasn't there. Yosef was on the other end of the sail there. So there's really 9. The 10th one is Hashem. Rabbi Akiva is the one that's Keneged Hashem. So he darshens it into the Pasuk. Koyla Sher Yasa Tachas HaShavet. The Pasuk starts earlier. V'chol Maser Bokor V'tzoyim. So he reads it. V'chol Maser is Rosh HaTevis. V'yedu kulam loma meis Akiva shehoya roye bokar v'tzoyin. The Teretz is kol asher yavar tachas hashevet. All the other ones that went through were because they were from a shevet. Ha asiri yakoidish lashem, and that's why Rabbi Kiva is the last one, and that's probably why Rabbi Kiva was the one that was able to darshan es l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. Shimon Hamsuni had to be pirish; he wasn't able to darshan es l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. But Rabbi Kiva, who was asiri yakoidish, he was the one that was able to darshan ad kedei kach to get to the Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu.